Blog Talk Radio. you again for allowing me to come before you this morning. This is Pastor Pamela J.P. Martin coming to you live on Blog Talk Radio. Get encouraged this morning. Happy Thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. So I want to come before you with a little message. I won't be before you long. Amen. Amen. But this message is for someone listening. And I know it's going to encourage someone. It's about quit pro quo. How many of you guys know what that means? Amen. It means that you receive something for something. And, you know, recently I experienced a lot of people. I hope I'm not too loud for you. I'm trying to adjust this. You know how it goes. And so what happened, I encountered someone, and pretty much they came to hear me speak, to preach at one of the revivals. And they came up to me and they said, "Oh, we love you, we love you. We think you're great. We thank God what He's doing for your ministry. Praise God." But then they came back, and later on I got like maybe a call. It came out of nowhere. And the call was, a voicemail was left saying, "You know, we were told that you were going to come where we are. We're having a revival. We want you to come down if you can help us with something." And I said, "Lord, you know, okay, sure, you know." But then I had already set myself aside to help them previously. Amen. I'm just saying this. And you know, y'all, I ain't about throwing out names because that's not what I'm into. Amen. But I'm just bringing this to your attention, how things are going in the kingdom and it seems to be going awry. And so anyway, I couldn't make it after all. The person got upset, and I was like, "Well, I couldn't make it. I wasn't going to be a speaker. It was someone they were asking me to do something else," and that was fine. Not a problem. I'm humble. I don't have a problem with that. But they said in the dialogue when they asked me to come, and that was the little thing that threw me off. They said, "You know, I came to your revival, so that's why I think you should come to what we're having." And I thought to myself, wow, they missed it. They totally missed it. They actually thought they did. It was quid pro quo. They thought pretty much that I gave you something. I gave you my time. Now I need you to do this for me. And I'm trying to move revival to the masses, okay? So I'm not sitting somewhere waiting on a phone call to come in. And, you know, can I keep this real? Amen, amen. And a lot of you that know, when you're out there doing ministry, especially our pastors and the leadership, you know they're busy, they're confounded. Well, people that are out there doing evangelism are also out there doing stuff, going to highways and byways. It is not easy. They encounter so many demonic influences to try to stop them from going where they need to go. I tell you, this is why it's important that you lift us up in prayer. So anyway, not to deviate from where I'm headed, but the person didn't seem to understand, and they were talking about they had came to the revival maybe a few years back, not even recent, and they just thought of me and said, "You know, we came and we were there, and we just thought that because we were there, then you would come and do this." And I was like, "But if I did that for everyone that came to the revival, I would never ever get to do what God wants you to do." Saints, there's no reason anybody should be using quid quo pro in the house of God or in ministries or in relationship with one another. The only person that has a right to use quid quo pro is Jesus Christ, who said the only way you would get into heaven is if you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, right? Salvation. So that's something for something. Other than that, saints should be applying when it tells us to do good to one another. Amen, amen. Remember that scripture? When Jesus told us to do, he said, if you really fulfill the royal law according to scripture, you shall love your neighbor as yourself, and you are doing well. Now, when you apply this, James 2:8, when you're applying that to your life, that means you're looking out for the other person. That means you're thinking about what's the best I can do for my sister or brother. It doesn't mean they have to go to your church. It doesn't mean that they have to be your best friend or your girlfriend or your boo or whoever. That doesn't mean that. What he's saying is, if we're the house of God, people have received Christ as their Lord and Savior. And I'm not talking about the structural building, but I'm talking about the spiritual building. Okay, amen. Y'all got me? Am I losing anybody? Because I'm trying to get this to you right now. Because I'm a little tired of seeing people with the clique groups. And, you know, that's some crazy stuff to me. How do people create cliques in the house of God? How do people create cliques outside the house of God? It's when you begin to start talking about you draw to one person and you don't like that person, and the next thing you know, you keep doing that. Next thing you know, you got this little group that they only form, they only deal with each other. That's a clique. Amen. That's not godly. Can I tell you that? That's not godly at all. God wants us to go out and love those that are unlovable. Amen. 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 You say, "Well, wait a minute, how is that?" Because He told us that. He said, "Do good to them," right? "That despitefully use you and say all manner of wickedness against you. Amen? Amen? And do good for them. Pray for them that they see God. So here's the prerequisite. You say you're a child of God, you should be out there being a lover of those that are unlovable. Amen? Amen? You should be a testament to the love of God. Amen? Amen? You shouldn't be going around telling, I'm going to get even, me and my girls going to get together. We're going to pray them down. We're going to pray them out of there. We're going to do this. No, 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 no. No, that's not what prayer is for. Prayer is defensive warfare. Yes, it is. Prayer is to be used in a mighty way, amen? But it's not to be used as something that you go around when you don't like somebody. All of a sudden, you're pasting up their pictures somewhere. I knew someone told me they would do that. They would paste up people's pictures when they, you know, start praying for them. I'm praying for them, and I'm looking at going, like, they needed much prayer. Why? Because they didn't have a spirit of forgiveness. Amen? Amen? I'm trying to get this to someone right now. So quid pro quo should not be used with the children of God when engaging each other or in actions unless you are going out to get people to receive Jesus Christ. Amen? Something for something. Ha, help me, Holy Ghost. They'll turn away from a life of evil sin and they'll receive the kingdom of God. Amen? Amen? Do you understand what I'm saying? Other than that, you shouldn't be telling someone, well, if I take you to church on Sunday, then when you get paid, make sure you give me $25. They may have said that all I have is $3. And you say, well, when you get paid, you can give me more. Who am I talking to out there? You didn't call them up and say, could they come over for dinner? Because you just don't like them. Something about them. You know, the rest of the family can come, but you ain't inviting that one. But you're a child of God. The devil is a liar. Amen, amen. You pick and choose who you love. That's not lining up with the will of God. Amen, amen. That's far out. What if Jesus said, well, you know what? I'm not going to the cross with them folks because look at them. Why should I? They lied on me. Peter ran off. Half the disciples ran for the hills. They had been with me almost 3 years, and they treated me like that. I'm not doing all that. But he was on a mission for God. He was designed for that purpose. And just like you're designed to carry the word of God, when you receive God as your Lord and Savior, you have a mission. I don't care if you ain't ordained yet. I don't care if you don't have a title. Don't believe the hype. Don't let nobody fill your head with all that cockamamie stuff they doing now. I've seen people with this crazy stuff. If you ain't got a doctoral from this, they won't let you preach. The devil is a liar. I told y'all about that. Don't get caught off with that. Yes, that is for some, but then for some there isn't. Recently I saw the list of the greatest, the richest men in the world, and those men, that list consisted of 18 that didn't even have high school diplomas. That's what they named it. They said 18 richest people in the world without a high school diploma. Now, it was disembobulating because guess what? Bill Gates was the number one richest person in the world. Guess what? He dropped out of college. Now, does that make sense? No. But that's what the word of God tells us. God said, I'll confound you. He said, I'll let your little education think that you got it going on, and it'll set you to a side. So I'm trying to tell you right now, don't let that be the dividing mechanism that makes you not love your brother or sister. Don't walk around and think because you got a piece of paper that it means that you're to look down on your brother or your sister, because the devil is a liar. It is a trick from the enemy. Amen, amen. I don't know who I'm talking to this morning, but God wants you to know he loves you still in spite of what you've done. Whatever that is that you're doing that you don't want nobody else to do, he's going to raise that cover off if you don't repent and give it to him right now. If you don't repent about that thing that you said about them, amen, amen. He said because God says that he loves you and he's going to do greatness for you and he wants you to line up with his purpose and his will. So when he opened up the door and allowed the windows to overflow on you, hallelujah, praise God, you ain't going to know how to handle it. It's going to be such an abundance. The Bible says so. He said, I'll let it, the blessings come and overtake you. Do you know when you something overtakes you? You ever seen when it rains and all of a sudden it begins to overtake you and the rain begins to flow down and you're like, God, I got to find me an umbrella. Well, I'm telling you, that's how the blessing's going to come down on you. But all you got to do is repent. Amen. Repent for your sinful ways. Amen. Repent for your lying, complaining. Amen. Repent for using other saints. Amen. Repent for always doing the quid pro quo. What can I get? I remember a sister, I used to think we were close. And she told me, she said, you know, I don't sow seed in everybody's ministry because, you know, I got to know what I'm getting back from them. You know, if I'm going to help them out, they got to help me out. And I thought to myself, that's a terrible, that's the way the world view the world things. You know that, right? The world thinks like that. People that aren't saved say, what? What you going to do for me, right? What you going to do for me, amen? That's what the world say. But children of God should say, Lord, what would you want me to do for them? For I am your servant. I don't have much, God, but what I have I will share off, God, because I know you are restorer. I know you will give it back abundantly, so, God. And even if it don't, God, I'm in your will. He looks out for us. I'm telling you, he looks out for us when we don't look out for ourselves. He's covering our children, amen? You may have not even forgot to pray last night, and he still stopped John from getting in that car accident. He still covered your sister, and she came out of surgery. He still got your father back on his feet. I don't know who I'm talking to, but that's the kind of God we serve. We serve an agape God. We don't serve a small God. We don't serve a minuscule God. We serve a mighty God. You know, I remember recently I began to become complacent because I had encountered so many people that in the children, I'm talking about people that say they're of God, that it began to get to me because I also was encountering people that I'm not of God. And I was trying, I was like, Lord, I don't understand. Where's my encouragers? Where are people that can encourage me like I encourage them? Where are the people that are going to send me the email and say, you can do this? I love what you're doing. Help me, Holy Ghost. Where are those people, God? And then I kept seeing people every time you turn around, they came up, they would say, what can you do for me? What can you do for me? And I was like, Lord, what is going on? And I'm telling you, we need encouragers. We need people like Joshua that know how to move forward. And when things look bleak and look gray, that they know how to say, no, the sky is still blue. God is still with us. Help me, Holy Ghost. I'm trying to get to someone right now. I think that's why such a great falling away has began at the churches, because people don't know how to encourage one another. You hear him say, I'm going to encourage only their pastors. I'm going to encourage only the elders. I'm going to encourage them. No, you need to be encouraging everyone. You need to be encouraging everyone and telling them how to move forward. I'm telling you, I don't know who I'm talking to, but this message is for you. I'm telling you, that's for sure. And I'm trying to tell you to get to God. Repent for that sin. I'm telling you, whatever that is, whatever the stronghold is, amen, 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 whatever it is. I'm telling you, I remember where I was headed, and I didn't mean to deviate. And I don't want to be before you long, but I want to get this to you. So anyway, I had began to become discouraged. And I went and I began, and that's right, it can happen to the best of us. Amen, amen. Don't ever put yourself up that high. And so I began, I said, Lord, I just need a friend, someone to confide in, you know, that I know that they're like a Joshua guy. They're like a Caleb guy. Hush-shabba-ba-see. You know, someone that they got your heart, God. Yeah, they make mistakes just like I do. But, God, they're about you, God. They're about your purpose and your calling, God. Hallelujah. And so I said, they ain't looking for nothing, God. And so what happened, turned around, the Lord began to deal with my heart. I began to become convicted because I became ungrateful. That's right, just that shortness. Because then I began to the next level, and I started to complain. And God knows, when I went to complain, I went to complain. And I went to say, and it wasn't to God. I was sitting on the phone with someone. That's right. I did the very thing I tell people don't do. Because you know the enemy going to send the right ear to listen when you going through. He going to send somebody to ear hustle. He got to do that. He got to send somebody to come and do that. That's his whole plan. So I began to fall into the plan. That's right. I had prayed that morning, but I still fell. And I turned around. I began to complain. And I was so convicted when I got off the phone. I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost tore me up. And it said, why would you do that? God, first of all, hated a complainer. You should understand that, because remember what happened to Israel. Remember how they couldn't receive the promised land because they complained. And you with faith know what God did for you. This is what I heard the Holy Ghost say. And then I heard the Holy Ghost say, you need to write down everything that God has done for you. And as I began to write down everything God had done for me, help me, Holy Ghost, I ended up writing down maybe 200. I'm telling you, it was like little things, crazy stuff, stuff that I never thought. Healed, deliverance. I mean, stuff that he had done for me. I'm not talking about for someone. I'm talking about where he had brought me from, stuff, lifestyles, things that I had done. And I'm thinking, my God, how could I have forgotten where God had brought me from? And I began to thank God. Help me, Holy Ghost. And I couldn't stop thanking God. And I began to have church in my living room. I don't even know, the smoke was coming up in there from somewhere, because I couldn't even stop. I'm telling you, I was on fire. I began to cry and wail because I knew that I had to repent. And I was repenting because I knew I was wrong and what I had done earlier. Because you see, God had done so much for me, I could never pay him back. I could never do nothing for him to repay him for what he had done. I could never give Jesus what he gave to me. I'm telling you, I thank thank him. Hallelujah. I may not be all where I should be, but I'm thanking him because I'm on the road. I'm pressing. I'm telling you. And I'm going to make it in. I don't know about you, but I'm going to make it in. But I want to encourage you to do the same. I'm telling you. So this day on Thanksgiving, I want to say to you as I begin to close out, if you don't know how to do nothing else, you need to drop your quid pro quo. Stop that ministry. Stop that thought process and give your heart and mind to God and tell God, God, I need to thank you. Hallelujah. I need to thank you for the great things that you've done. I need to thank you for the intricate things that you've done. I need to thank you for the small things that you've done. I need to thank you for my health, my eyes, my feet, my ears, whatever I don't have, God. Let it be done in your will and your grace, God. But what it is, God, I give you thanks, God. I give you thanks for the finances, God. I give you thanks for the breadcrumbs, God. I give you thanks for the increase, God. I'm saying go low to high. What you don't have, still thank you. God, I thank you for the room at the shelter. I thank you, God, for making a way out of nowhere for me. I thank you for covering me, God, in this jail, God. I thank you for releasing me from this jail, God. I thank you, God, for allowing the judge to see it a different way, God. Lord, I thank you for covering my family. Hallelujah. I thank you for bringing my son out of a place, hallelujah, that he shouldn't be, God. I thank you for my finances, God. I thank you for the increase, God. I thank you for the job, God. I thank you for promotion, God. I thank you for what you're doing for the president, God. Delivering him, God, from every demonic influence in his life, God. I may not see it, God, but I know you're working it out, God. Hallelujah. I don't know who this is for, but this is for you. I'm praying for my husband. Hallelujah. I'm praying for him to get his health back, God. I'm praying for him to get his health back, God. I'm praying for him to be restored, God. I'm praying for him to receive Jesus Christ, God. Hallelujah. I'm praying for my children, God, my wayward children, God, that they will come back to you, Lord. Hallelujah. I'm praying for me, Father. I'm praying for my health. I'm praying for my strength, God. I'm praying what the doctor said ain't so, God. Hallelujah. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, you talking about movies that talking about warfare and praying. I told people I always had a war room. Let me tell you, you can't be saved without a war room unless something's wrong with you. Amen. Amen. So I want to leave you with this today. If you can't do nothing else today, if you ain't heard nothing else that I said and conveyed to you, I want to encourage you this morning to get before God and give him thanks for everything that he's done. If you ain't got no material possessions, help me, Holy Ghost. If you ain't got nothing else, just say, Lord, I thank you for allowing me to breathe. Hallelujah. I want to thank God for each and every one of you allowing me to come before you this morning. God is still on the throne room. Jesus is real. I want to thank you again. I want to thank God. Hallelujah. And I want to say happy Thanksgiving. May God bless each and every one of you. Amen. Amen. Father God, as I leave today, allow that nugget, that spiritual nugget, God, the remnant in their hearts, God, and their minds and their thoughts, and everyone that listen, God, allow it to bring a change about in their life, God. Allow it to encourage those that need encouragement, God, and bring to repentance those that need to repent, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen, amen. I love you. I love you. And know that Jesus Christ loves you too. Amen, amen.
beginning.